President Biden calls it a success. Lisa Brady, Fox News. He was answering shouted questions from reporters about the second shoot down of an object in U.S. airspace.
The object was spotted in U.S. airspace near the coast of northeastern Alaska Thursday night, flying at about 40,000 feet.
And posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight. Out of an abundance of caution and at the recommendation of the Pentagon, President Biden ordered the military to down the object.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the object is much smaller than a Chinese spy balloon shot down over the weekend, describing it as the size of a small car. It was flying at a lower altitude. U.S. officials have not determined who owns the object and could not yet say if it had any surveillance equipment.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. The Pentagon repeatedly emphasizing the risk from this object's altitude after allowing the Chinese spy balloon to fly across the country before shooting it down. The main equipment that balloon was carrying, its payload, has been found but not recovered yet. That operation off the South Carolina coast is suspended, at least through the weekend, due to rough seas. After searching for several hours, the FBI finds one more classified document at the Indiana home of former Vice President Mike Pence, who in the meantime has been subpoenaed by the special counsel probing the former president. Nearly 5 days after earthquakes devastated parts of Turkey and Syria, more than 23,000 are confirmed dead, several hundred thousand in shelters or tents.
Despite all these horrors, rescue workers were still coming up with miracles. Two young children pulled from the rubble in the Turkish town of Nurdagi, a 27-year-old woman found alive in the wreckage in Hatay, and a 17-year-old survived days in a collapsed building. His mother was overjoyed.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Gaziantep, Turkey. Search teams from the U.S. are among those continuing to dig, hoping for more rescues. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Florida lawmakers vote to expand a program to transport illegal immigrants.
Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis drew both praise and criticism last year for flying two planes full of migrants from the Texas borderland to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. The bill, which DeSantis is expected to sign, specifically allows for state money to be spent moving migrants who haven't yet even entered Florida territory, something Democratic opponents of his have likened to human trafficking.
Fox's Evan Brown. Customs and Border Protection has a role in Super Bowl security.
CBP tells us it has two primary missions on Sunday, intercepting aircraft that might violate the no-fly zone and feeding live video down to the law enforcement command center on the ground.
Fox's Matt Finn on a helicopter flight with CBP's air and marine operations over State Farm Stadium in Arizona. More than 70,000 fans expected inside, thousands more outside for Sunday's game between the Eagles and the Chiefs. And just 2 days later, it's Valentine's Day, but there's a new don'ts list for first dates.
McDonald's should not be a top choice for a first date, according to a survey by UK online bingo site Tombola, which asked 11,000 people to find the worst first date spots. The kryptonite of first dates, according to the survey, the movie theater. This according to respondents who felt having to be quiet wouldn't give the opportunity to get to know one another. A meal at the fast food giant made the second worst date on the list, followed by staying home. Also not recommended, going to a parent's house, restaurant, bar, or funeral. Respondents seeming to prefer low-commitment activities, like a free night at a museum.
Fox's Lillian Wu, swimming, also made the list as not a good choice for the first time out. A mixed finish to a tough week on Wall Street. The Dow up 169, but still lower for the week. And the NASDAQ snaps a five-week winning streak. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.